Most of us have probably lived in two, maybe three or four places in our lives, but for Charles Novak and his family, they have lived in dozens of towns over the years. As a surveyor with the U.S. Coastal and Geodetic Survey, Novak and his children moved from town to town throughout their lives as their dad worked to detail the last unmapped stretches of the country. The measurements he and his team took went on to become the building blocks of the GPS systems we all use today, and the nomadic upbringing it required meant his children learned an adventurous spirit and a can-do attitude. Now, at 89 years old, Novak has documented it all in a new book, Home is Everywhere, the unbelievably true story of one man's journey to map America, out today. I sat down with the now Scottsdale resident to talk more about it recently, and I asked him exactly how many places did he live over the years?
Well, I lived in 60 towns. We traveled in about 20 states.
And this was a lot of, it sounds like small towns, like, you know, middle of nowhere kind of places.
Most of the time it was like county seat towns. We'd live in county seat towns. We'd move a whole survey crew in, set up camp, and do our survey work, and then move to another area.
About how long would you be in each place?
30 to 60 days.
Oh, so really quick amounts of time.
Right.
Are there any, I mean, if you weren't in anywhere very long, but are there any places that really stand out to you that you remember that you loved?
Oh, yeah. Our family loved Dodge City, Kansas, because they had a good school system, and they liked to go to the old town of Dodge City, which is kind of unique, and to Boot Hill, etc. The area that I kind of liked, too, was... It wasn't a town. It was Crater Lake and Diamond Lake in Oregon. It was a beautiful area.
Yeah. So this was coast to coast, middle of the country, everywhere?
Yeah, most of our work was done in the Midwest. But we were in Alaska, and they dropped us off in Oregon. So that's about the only time I worked on the West Coast.
So let's talk about the work you were doing about surveying. So this work eventually went on to kind of help build the GPS system that we all use all the time, right?
Right. Well, I work for the U.S. Coastal Geodetic Survey, which is now NOAA, the Ocean and Atmospheric Administration. It's called National Geodetic Survey now. And they established a basic net for geodetic control throughout the United States. And I was, my part that I played, we established geodetic control in certain areas for map making.
So you'd go out, and how do you actually, without technology at the time, how do you survey? How do you map something?
Well, we done it by triangulation. It was just like a wagon wheel, and you'd survey all the way around that wheel, and then you'd go to another area. And you put geodetic positions on every station. And what was left, you had a concrete post with a disc in it. It would have latitude and longitude.
So as you did this, as you lived in 60 towns and 20 states around the country or more, you brought your family on the road with you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So tell me, what was that like to raise kids in such a nomadic kind of existence?
Well, I thought it was kind of fun. What happened, you know, we had a caravan of trailers, and we had all these families that moved to the different areas with you. So our children, they had their own friends. They took them with them.
It's like moving a small town.
Yeah, it's just like moving a small town because you had like maybe 15 families.
There's like the logistics of this, right? The moving a small town of surveyors around the country. But this meant that you got to see a lot of the country and you got to spend a lot of time in small towns and in middle America and in these places that are sort of forgotten about today or feel forgotten about a lot of the time, it sounds like. What do you think you learned from those towns and from that experience of spending time in so many different places?
Well, I learned that you have to learn to get along with people, and you have to help people in a small town to survive because the economy is not that great. So a lot of times the farmers would have good crops and then they'd have a drought. And so times were pretty tough.
When you look back at that and kind of see how America has changed, you're 89 now. You're looking kind of back at your life's career, traveling around this country, literally mapping it. What do you think that you'd like people to know about those places and about that kind of heart of the country that you learned about?
Well, I think you have to have hope and optimistic about the survival of your time in your areas. A lot of people had, had to survive hardships and stuff. And during our time, we had to go through the war and the depression, and it was pretty tough. Mm-hmm. So I think there's probably optimism about how our country's going to go.
Do you think it's a resilient country?
Oh, yes. I think our country, we have a way of developing friendship throughout the United States that in a crisis we all pull together.
All right. Charles Novak is the author of Home is Everywhere and was a surveyor with the U.S. Coastal and Geodetic Survey. Charles, thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me.